About is I want to talk a little bit about prayer. If I can have control back. Here we go. I want to talk about prayer. Because a lot of times we let our inadequacies get in the way of our prayer life. Because, man, I just don't feel like I can approach God this morning. I don't feel like I'm worthy. I want to talk a little bit about what prayer looks like to start off with. So in my mind, this looks a lot like prayer, doesn't it? Does that look like prayer? I know there's been times in my life that that's been me. Laying on the ground, face down, crying in prayer to God. I've been in this little huddle too. This is an important prayer because you know who's in charge of everything at this point in your life. What about this prayer? What do you think they're asking for? Think they're asking to win the game? Because I'm here to tell you, God doesn't care who wins the game. He really doesn't. So we have two separate teams there. Maybe they're praying for safety for their fellow teammates. How many of you have had this view of prayer before in your lives? Maybe something crazy just happened and you just missed a wild accident and you're like, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for me not being there. Or maybe you pass something and you see it and you're like, wow, Lord. I know maybe that's something that you could help take care of because I don't have the ability to do it. A lot of times people have these hang-ups in their head of what prayer looks like. Because often we see in the scriptures, we try to narrow it down. But that's not always the way it is because there's a lot of different things that we see. Abraham fell down on his face before God in Genesis 17. Moses prayed with his hands outstretched. In 1 Kings, we see Solomon kneeling. Doesn't actually tell us he knelt, but it does tell us that he got up from kneeling after praying. I put it together, and I think that's kneeling. Jesus prayed looking up to heaven, looking up to his Father. There are many, many passages in the Bible that talk about many different positions for our body to be in while we're praying. And a lot of times it doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. A lot of it, what matters is what's going on in your heart. And I think your body will reflect what's going on in your heart. Because when I'm coming to my dad when I was a kid and I did something wrong, do you think I bounced into the room and told him about something wrong that I did? Probably not. I probably went in there very humbly. I probably went in there with my head down a little bit. And maybe when we're asking for forgiveness from God, that's the way we need to approach it. But then when something really exciting happens and you're thanking God for it, there's nothing, absolutely nothing wrong with bouncing around and looking up into heaven and going, wow, thank you, Lord, thank you. That's part of a prayer. Go through a little bit of the statistics, because that's just the person that I am, and I see Greg back there, and he's a statistical kind of person. Prayer is mentioned over 1,100 times in the Bible. And of the 66 books in the Bible, 61 of those books contain information about prayer or something about prayer or somebody praying, references to prayer. The Bible records Jesus praying 25 times, individual separate prayers, 25 different prayers. There's also examples of 450 prayers that were answered in the Bible. The answer was recorded for us. Paul mentions prayer 41 times in his writings. That's a lot of times of mentions of prayer in the Bible. And so anything that is repeated that many times, I think is kind of important. What I see is when I was in the Navy, they told me over and over and over again that the way to get somebody to remember something is through repetitiveness. And then they've done these research and all these people, they get paid a whole lot of money to figure this stuff out. Guess what they figured out? Repetitiveness helps people remember. Amazing. Wish I had that $100,000 they spent on that research, because I can show you right here. So let me give you some ideas of better ways to pray. Know who you're talking to. That is the most important thing, I think, is know who you're talking to. You're talking to God the Father. He's our Father. We have earned that right through baptism and through Jesus' death to call upon the Lord as our Father. We see him referred to as Abba, the Daddy Father, or we see him referred to as Father. Jesus says, our Father in heaven, when he shows us how to pray. The Father. Remember who you're talking to. Need to thank him. Need to thank God when you're in prayer with him. How good does it make you feel when somebody comes up to you and thanks you for something that you did? Even if you're not looking for thanks, a lot of times you're not. A lot of times you just do stuff because that's what you do. It's who you are. But when somebody comes up to you and thanks you for it, man, it makes you feel good. So I'd imagine, I'm not 100% positive, so I don't know the mind of God, but I would imagine that it's the same with him. When we come before God and we thank God, that it makes him feel good. It makes him understand that we respect and we are very thankful for what happens. Ask for God's will to be done. We should always ask for God's will to be done, no matter what that looks like. And sometimes God's will is not my will, right? So when Jesus, on his prayer right before he goes to be crucified, what does he say? He says, Father, your will, not mine, be done. Tell him what you need. Tell God what you need. He already knows it, but he wants to hear it. Tell him what you need. If you look at Jesus' prayers, Jesus, the model prayer he gives us, give us this day our daily bread. Well, daily bread is just kind of a normal, everyday thing, right? That's just what you need for substance. Well, if Jesus would ask his Father for daily bread, and Jesus tells us to ask our Father for daily bread, that's a small thing. So don't go around thinking that, man, this little thing that I got that is troubling me right now is so small, I don't want to bother God with it. Don't think that way. Get that out of your head. God wants you to approach him. God wants you to ask, even though he already knows, but he wants you to ask. And ask for forgiveness. This is pretty important. In James 5, verse 16, it reminds us that our prayer, if we want our prayers to be heard, that our hearts have to be right with God, and they have to be right with each other. So that's really important. So asking for forgiveness is right up there. I think praying with a friend is pretty important as well. I know that in this congregation, we have several different groups that get together just to pray. The ladies get together and they pray, and that makes for a stronger group. But we also know that where two or more of us gather, there God will be also. And so that is really, really, man, if you just have something that's on your heart that you just really need to talk about, you really need to pray about it, there's not a better way than to find a prayer partner or to find somebody to go to a group to get with, to pray with them. So this is the core of this morning's lesson. It comes out of 1 Timothy 2, verses 1 through 4. I urge you then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all those in authority, that may live a peaceful and quiet life in all godliness and holiness. This is good, and it pleases God our Savior, who wants all people to be saved and to come to know the truth. So with this new year coming up, I got a thing that I would like you all to do. I would like everybody to add one intentional prayer to their prayer list. One intentional prayer. That one intentional prayer, pick out one person. one person that's in your life, you might work with them, it might be a family member, it might be a close friend, who does not know the gospel at this point in their life. Pick out that person and you pray for them daily, every day. Pray that God would open their hearts. Pray that God would open their hearts for that one person every day. And then here's the hardest part of that prayer. I want you to ask God to do whatever you need to do to make that happen. The prayer is, God, use me. God, use me to open that person's heart. God, use me to present the gospel. God, use me to live my life in such a way that this person that I'm praying about sees the gospel through me, sees your love through me. That's a pretty big New Year's challenge. But how do I remember to pray all these prayers? There's just so much going on in my life. One of the things we can do is we can use a journal. Journal is a fancy word for a notebook. I bet Jim's probably got his with him. Every time I see Jim and he's asking for people that what needs to be prayed for that day, he's got this little notebook. And he actually passed a bunch of them out on Sunday night, one Sunday evening. And in there, he writes down specifics about who needs prayers, what they need a prayer for. If you have a journal, journal is just a fancy word. Don't get hung up on that. But write it down. Because by writing it down, your mind is already has it set. And so now it's going to be easier to remember. Even if you don't go back to read it again, just the fact of putting it on paper is one of the ways that human beings learn. Anybody recognize this thing? Everybody's probably got one, right? I don't know about yours, but mine lets me know when I got to get up in the morning. Mine lets me know when I got to go to work. Mine lets me know when the boss wants to come see me, or wants me to come see her, however that works out. All the meetings I have to go through in the daytime, I have reminders. Why don't we set an alarm to remind us to pray? And you can have that reminder actually tell you what it's for. So it could be to pray for something specific, or it could just be, hey, time to pray. It's time to remember God. Time to talk to God. Anybody here have an accountability partner? I know a lot of folks that spend much time at the gym, they have a thing that's called an accountability partner. I know that if you're in a 12-step program, you have an accountability partner. You know what? We should have a prayer accountability partner. And that prayer partner is not there to judge us. That partner is there to just remind you, to encourage you, to edify you. If you already have a buddy that's an accountability buddy, and that person is judging you, I think that you need another accountability buddy, because that's not the way it's supposed to work. But I think we should all have one. I think we should all have one, and prayer is a big part of what the accountability is for, just our life in general. Some of you still have old-fashioned to-do lists, honey-do lists, whatever you want to call it. If you got one of those, you can go ahead and write it on there too. Little honey-do list, little to-do list. All right, this is going to be short. You guys are actually going to make it in time for your reservations today. Andrew always likes to finish up with some faith challenges. I'm going to end up with some faith challenges as well for you guys. So the first one is to remember to pray. Whatever it takes, whether it's you put it on your cell phone, whether it's a to-do list, or whether it's just journaling, that remembering to pray. But that's going to be it. Remember to pray. Pray for a specific person. This year, for an entire year, I want you to pick out and pray for one person. Reminds me of a story that we have in the Bible that talks about this lady that's going before the judge, nagging and nagging and nagging and nagging. And she finally gets her way. Because the judge is like, she's never going to let me alone. So I'm just going to go ahead and let her have this. That's the way it is with God. Not that we nag him and he finally lets us get away with something, but God wants to hear it. God knows our hearts. So pray often. Pray over and over again. And if you're asking for this one specific thing, in this case, we're asking for a specific person that God would help open their hearts. And ask God to use you in that process. Whatever that process looks like, ask God to use you. Now, I'm here to tell you, when you ask God to use you, it may end up being a little uncomfortable at times. You may be moved to do something that you're not totally 100% on board with. But when he moves you, you need to do it. You need to do it. So that's it. The lesson's yours. Nice and short. Sweet. I think it's very important.